The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There's a reason that we live so far from Hollywood. In the country, looking hard to find a home. With nothing perfect or considered.
Bonjour, hi, candidates, Hugh Hewitt, on a Wednesday. So good to have you. I'm back inside the Beltway. It's cleared up. The tropical storm has passed us by, and I have a lot of news, beginning with the horrific explosion in Beirut. Anyone with a Wi-Fi connection or a cable news outlet has seen it probably 30 times. It is a reminder of what devastation looks like. It was hell on earth in Beirut yesterday. The death toll, the official death toll, is only over 100, but it's going to be many times that by the time they make it through the rubble of Beirut's port area. And all authorities suspect an enormous stockpile. Why it was there, we do not know, of ammonium nitrate. That's the primary ingredient in the Oklahoma City bombing from so many decades ago. And it was subject to strict controls in the United States, but evidently 2,750 metric tons of it were in a warehouse. And that is the second explosion you saw as you watched that video. Prayers for and contributions welcome to the terrible. It was the Maronite Christian area of Beirut, by the way, that is devastated. It's a three-part country with Sunni, Shia, and Maronite Christian. And it was primarily, although everyone suffered, primarily the Maronite Christian. I'll let you know where the relief efforts are as we go along. Meanwhile, that came a day after the Hezbollah crazies had attempted to infiltrate Israel. Israel had killed those four saboteurs and launched some attacks, and Netanyahu has warned Hezbollah that everything is noticed and everything will be attacked, and there is no getting past the IDF. But it has nothing to do with that. It's an explosion of, I mean, I saw all sorts of crazy theories yesterday. Not that. Good news for the Republicans. Great news, actually. Roger Marshall is their nominee in Kansas. Big sigh of relief. Some of you might like Kris Kobach. He would have lost that election. Roger Marshall will win that Senate election easily. I'm going to have three senators on today. Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina, Georgia's David Perdue, North Dakota's Kevin Cramer, as we talk about the current state of the country and their reelection campaigns for Tillis and Perdue. Kevin Cramer, I believe, is running the NRSC. We don't know. And the U.S. Health Secretary announced a visit to Taiwan, which is going to anger Beijing. So what? I have a new Washington Post column out, which I offer to you right now. It's not that long, but boy, has it got the left mad. This is two in a row for me. I would encourage all of you to head over to the Washington Post on the front page. The title of it is Hack, Pack, Pack, Tax, Slash. Grab the Democratic agenda of 2020. Hack, pack, pack, tax, slash, grab the Democratic agenda of 2020. If you go to Washington Post and you just go down three on the far right, they list the opinion columns, and there's mine on the third. And it's already got thousands of negative. I don't read the comments, but it's just crazy people. But send it everywhere. Send it to your friends. Send it to your family. This is what they believe. It begins, in my most recent column, I outline the achievements of President Trump. Contrast that record. And there's a link to my Saturday column that exploded the left wing. Contrast that record with the agenda of the Democratic Party, which is easily summarized as hack, pack, pack, tax, slash, and grab. In interviews Tuesday, Republican Senator Marco Rubio, Tom Cotton, and James Inhofe laid out what they believe to be the real agenda among Democrats, as well as their belief that the left wing of the Democratic Party would not be led or even controlled by a President Joe Biden, but would instead dictate to him. They're right, of course. The Democrats have gone far from their traditional center-left mooring. That is best illustrated by the path of Senator Christopher Coons. Now, I count Chris Coons as a friend, very much a thoughtful and a wonderful human being, but he has lurched to the left by backtracking on his commitment to the Senate's longstanding, century-old legislative filibuster. It was only in April of 2017, 2 years and a few months, since Coons and Senator Susan Collins of Maine organized a letter signed by 61 senators, which called on Senate leadership to preserve existing rules, practices, and traditions, which of course includes the legislative filibuster. Coons has more recently said it may be necessary to remove this longstanding check. That's the hack referred into my short hand above, as in hacking the Senate legislative filibuster to pieces. The word pack refers first to the Democratic's goal of D.C. statehood. D.C. statehood would add 2 Democratic votes to the Senate. Such a move might come paired with a push for Puerto Rico statehood, which might not add 2 more blue votes. But first and foremost, that's an issue for the people of Puerto Rico to decide before it's an issue for the Congress, and they haven't decided it. The other packing that looms with a Democratic sweep would be an expansion and a packing of the Supreme Court. Packing the Supreme Court was tried, but what became a bridge too far for FDR in 1937. But not for Democrats today. Many of the Democratic primary candidates endorsed it, though Biden did not. Biden will, I believe, be overwhelmed by his party's eagerness to lock down power, however, and that's a forever change if they expand the Supreme Court. Taxes will skyrocket under Democratic control, and I don't think anybody debates this. The wealth tax of Senator Elizabeth Warren will be, I wager, the first of many levies. Look to California to see what an all-blue executive and legislature imposes on working people. Slashing defense spending will simply be a reversion to the policies pursued by the Obama-Biden administration when, if you look back at those years, annual Pentagon spending fell from a high of nearly $700 billion to nearly $600 billion. Inhofe laid out to my audience how China and Russia are increasing their military spending. The shuttering of many Pentagon programs and the shelving of many weapon programs would become a certainty, an absolute certainty. And, of course, there would be the grabbing of guns. Now, that's a cliche, but it's easily understood. How far would President Biden go? That answer isn't clear, I write, but this much is. Democrat Beto O'Rourke vowed during his brief presidential campaign to confiscate legally purchased assault rifles if elected. After he left the race and endorsed Biden, the former vice president said of Beto O'Rourke, quote, this is Joe Biden, I want to make something clear. I'm going to guarantee you that this is not the last you've seen of him. You're going to take care of the gun problem with me. He's talking to Beto. You, Beto, are going to be the one who leads this effort. Beto said he'd come and get your guns. The push for mail-in voting continues, as do the stresses such an innovation will place on the legitimacy of elections. Republicans worry that Democratic control of Congress and the White House will lead to amnesty for millions of immigrants with voting rights to follow. In short, creating the votes to give party permanent control of the government. Hack, pack, pack. Tax, slash, grab. It would be great if Biden were questioned closely on each of these subjects. It should be on President Trump's to-do list every day to repeat again the starkness of the diverging path ahead of the country. And we have to choose. We have to choose. Let me go, if I can, to the president yesterday had a COVID briefing, which he began with condolences for Beirut. If we can play that, please.
Let me begin by sending America's deepest sympathies to the people of Lebanon, where reports indicate that many, many people were killed. Hundreds more were very badly wounded in a large explosion in Beirut. Our prayers go out to all the victims and their families. The United States stands ready to assist Lebanon. We have a very good relationship with the people of Lebanon, and we will be there to help.
You know, and we will be there to help. Let me also tell you, yesterday's market was extraordinary, and I want to tell you to go to Birch Gold right now before the I'm back with the next segment, because Birch Gold has turned out to be the lifesaver for many of you who move part of your 401k and IRA over to them. Many of you have said, you know, I'm not sure about gold. Are you sure I should be putting money into my retirement from gold? And the answer I told you last year was yes. This was before the pandemic. Now, I was the first on the pandemic, first person to go to it. But I want you to go to HughGold.com or to text my name, Hugh, to 474747, because gold is over 2,000 in some places in the world today. And that, you know, when I first told you to go and get into it, it was at 1,400. Now it's at 2,054. It went up 1.66% yesterday. The world knows inflation is coming, and you need to put part of your retirement into precious metals. Birch Gold will help you do that or buy gold. Simply go to HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh, to 474747. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. You down, America. Good morning. I'm so glad you're with me on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Told one of my friends in the Senate this week, I'm sticking around at least through 2024. I signed an 8-year contract, so maybe 2028. And then, you know, you younger people have to figure out who's going to lead you through the morning, who's going to get you to work. I just want to sit on a porch and look at the ocean and read. Yesterday, because it was raining all day, I just got to read all day long. Fetching Mrs. Hewitt is not here, and so I ate cold pizza and read. Now, that is not healthy. I will do my my miles today right after the show. It's not healthy. But I'm never going to give you up, and I'm not going to miss anything. I had a close shave right now, brought to you by Harry's, Harry's.com. For the best shave in America, go to Harry's.com. I'm telling you, the very best shave. Look at the video feed on Facebook or Instagram. Closely shaved. Now, I wear everything the same every day. Why do I always wear a blue shirt? Why do I always wear a button-down blue shirt? What else is there? What else is there, actually, beside my button-down blue shirt? I do not know. I've got like 100 of them, but that's the only thing you need.
Well, style, among other things.
The button-down blue shirt is endlessly stylish. And if I have to put on a jacket because Admiral Stab or someone shows up, I have my blue blazer across the studio. So I'm closely shaved because of Harry's.com. My close shave is I miss the fact that the President of the United States is tweeting. There is tremendous lawlessness in America's liberal cities, the President tweeted. Would be so easy to stop, but they have a clouded vision of what should be done. They are indoctrinated with a philosophy which will never work, a philosophy which would destroy America. Portland would be the norm. Then he added, and this is really great news, I mentioned it already, a great race run by Roger Townsend, of course. He will be a very, Roger Marshall, he will be a very tough and smart opponent. Roger loves Kansas. We'll represent it incredibly well in the Senate. He has my complete and total endorsement. It will be a big win on November 3rd. This is not the opponent the Democrats wanted. The president added 6 months ago, for those who thought I wasn't into the environment, this is the biggest bill ever passed by far, and it is. It's the complete funding of the land and water conservation. Cory Gardner right behind the president. We'll talk about that later with Tom Tillis, David Perdue. I wonder if that will silence fake news. Probably not, he added. And then finally, NASA was closed and dead until I got it going again, he tweeted a minute ago. Now it is the most vibrant place of its kind on the planet. We have Space Force to go along with it. We will have accomplished more than any administration in the first 3.5 years. Sorry, it doesn't happen with Sleepy Joe. Of course it does. I mean, I've told you what their agenda is. I want to thank Jason Miller, the Team Trump comms director, just retweeted my Washington Post column. You know, the last two Washington Post columns, Saturday just blew up the left. They went crazy because I just simply methodically listed everything Trump's gotten done. And I mean, it's a lot, and I had 800 words, so I just did summaries of each one, like that 2 Supreme Court justices, 53 appeals court justices, 144 district court justices, the defense spending, what I just listed it. But then the president retweeted it, and Jason retweeted it, and Team Trump got into it, and it became huge. Well, this morning, the Washington Post column, which is just soaring up the post, hack, pack, tax, slash, grab. The Democratic agenda of 2020. You know, I've mentioned it once. I want all of you to tweet it and retweet it and go out and keep sending it. It's got 2,200 comments already. It's, you know, they're nuts. They're the crazy people, but not the people who forward it. Well, one of them isn't a nut. Radio blogger roused himself to retweet it, so that's his week for duty. I think he needs next week off. Because are you taking next week off, Dwayne?
I am indeed.
I did. See, he did a retweet. He's exhausted, so he's taking next week off. But he did retweet so that all of you, I'd ask you to do the same. I think people need to know what the Democratic agenda is. And it is very concisely put in the Washington Post column today. Hack the Senate filibuster to pieces. Pack the Senate with a new state in D.C. Pack the Supreme Court by expanding it. Tax everything that moves. Slash the defense budget. Grab your guns. That's the Democratic agenda of 2020. That's why you need to vote Republican up and down the ticket. More when I come back, America. Stay tuned to the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Have you read my blog today? 300 million little USAs. Your doorstep is just a click away. We'll get together one of these days. How can you be as nice as me? From the same slice as me. Where do we go from here, my friend? Is this the way our story ends? Hey man, sing me a song. When we were everyone, we were more than just a slice.
Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. The radio audience of the Hugh Hewitt Show is much more than a slice of American pie. It's the whole pie. Now, some of you get upset with me. I'm just reading the comments over at my Washington Post column. Can I give you three of them? Oh, my goodness. Just three of them. I lost them. There's so many. They're pouring in, so I lost them. It wanted me to go to Russia and die in Siberia of freezing. Because when you hit the mark or when you're over the target, the flak is heavy. I have to also tell you that ads come up on my computer as I get the news of the morning, and sometimes they amuse the heck out of me. Now, I just played a John Andrazik song, and Five for Fighting is terrific. It's one of my favorite tunes, and it gets me in the mood for the morning. But up on the maybe the music does it. You never know what the algorithm is listening to. The other day, the folks at the Nixon Foundation were watching me in the studio. They thought I knew that, but I didn't know that. And so the doggone computers. Anyway, something called Pearl Cozy came up. Generalissimo, go over to pearlcozy.com. Pearl is in.
I'm really concerned when you tell me to go to a website these days.
No, go to pearlcozy.com. And I want you to look and see. I want you to tell me. It is a men's clothing website. And I want
Pearl,
you to tell me.
P-E-A-R-L-C-O-S-Y.
PearlCozy.com. And I want you to go to bestsellers or men clothing. And I want you to scroll down. And there you're going to find, literally hundreds men's tops, men bottom, men's shoes.
Nothing of which you will ever wear.
Is there one item on this entire... Okay, is there one thing?
The uniform is not represented here at all. There is not one stitch of uniform present. Nothing.
How did this end up in my ad, whatever in the algorithm said, oh, we think Hugh Hewitt should go to Pearl Cozy.
The world left you by.
This is nothing, and I'm sure that's fine, but I'm not dissing on the quality.
Oh, I'm looking at the footwear. Yeah, I can just see. Yeah. You're going to wear this stuff. Yeah.
But wait till you go to the men's clothing and you see the men's plain V-neck casual loose spring shirt. It looks like something that the peasants wore in Game of Thrones.
you're going to be an extra in the new Passion of the Christ sequel.
It is the funny Pearl Cozy friends. I don't know. The algorithm is wrong. There's a disturbance in the algorithm this morning. Let me get back to work.
I like the white cotton pants. It's like Don Johnson couldn't be reached for comment.
I do not know why I'm on. Let's quickly save ourselves by going to President Trump. The good news yesterday is that vaccine. I mean, he said this in the press conference last night. Cut number 17. See, they're laughing in there, Ben and
Harley. As we shelter those at high risk, we are also pouring every resource at our disposal into the development of therapies and vaccines. Two vaccine candidates are currently in the final stage of clinical trials, with several more vaccine candidates entering phase three in the coming weeks. And you've read and seen what's happened today. Today's news was very exciting. Through Operation Warp Speed, we're also mass producing all of the most promising vaccine candidates, and we're determined to have a vaccine very quickly. We think we're going to have something very soon.
That is the greatest news of all. And by the way, all the great news is at flattenthefear.com. That's a project of our sponsor, the Job Creator Network Foundation, and they just decided to help America reopen. They would put together all of the great information. You know, the CDC website remains a disaster. It is put together by government people, for government people, and they look at it and they say, look at what we've done, and no one uses it. Flattenthefear.com gives you stuff you can use. So go to flattenthefear.com every day to see what the latest news is. The president gives you a lot of the latest news. He also mentioned the recovery rate yesterday. This is important. Cut number 16. Then I'm going to tell you, I got an email from a medical technologist yesterday, a buddy named David, who's extraordinarily successful, and he's just watching this whole thing, the good and the bad and the ugly and the beautiful. But the president made the key point yesterday, cut number 16.
Thanks to our major advances in treatment, we've seen vast improvements in recovery rates across all age groups. Compared to April, mortality rates are 85% lower among individuals aged 18 to 69. And 70% lower among individuals over 70 years old. We've also made significant strides in sheltering those at highest risk, especially the elderly. Approximately 85% of all current cases are individuals under the age of 65. Just getting some very accurate numbers on this. And these are people who are generally at a much lower risk of complications. Since the pandemic began, nearly half of all fatalities have been at nursing homes or assisted living centers. That's an incredible statistic when you hear that number. This data underscores that the best path forward is an aggressive strategy focused on protecting Americans at highest risk. As we race toward the development of a vaccine, we must continue to take extraordinary precautions to shield the elderly.
And that is the bottom line. Now, my friend, the technologist, David, writes to me, Hugh, the number one in caps problem in this country with the virus is the deplorable response from the medical community, dealing with the infected or general population. What is the protocol in caps? Why is the medical community running from the sick? The way to quiet the likes of the CNN mouths and the specialists, in quotes, of the world is we do not need daily battlefield reports when the wounded are being treated like rats. Listen to this case. A local woman with four kids who is a manager at Wendy's and has two kids with the virus. She is at home, can't breathe well, all have fever. The hospital sent them home and told her, do not come back until you are symptom-free for 72 hours. No directions for her kids to self-quarantine or her husband. They are all running around and no employees at Wendy's have done anything. This is the more typical, the medical community's fear sowed by the media and the lack of a national protocol is on them. So if you want to shut up the talking heads, start talking about the sick and put the medical experts on their heels. Their responses are horribles. Who can hire talking birds to report on battlefield injuries? We can hire talking birds to report on battlefield injuries. How are you treating the sick? How long has a first person been infected on average before they show up at the ICU? Why? Doctors are dealing with critical problem patients because they created them. Time to sound the alarm. He wants a national protocol published and adopted by every ER in the country. I had assumed that it happened. That we know what to do. When they come, you give them a package of stuff and you send them home and you say, you know, I don't know what it is. I don't know what drug. I don't know when they go on. I'm remdesivir. I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to give the advice. I know a number of people have had COVID, but then they've all recovered. But I leave it for doctors. But they need a national protocol that's agreed on that needs to be repeated all the time. In every case, except those where the patient presents with cardiac arrest or when the patient presents with respiratory problems, you do the following. When you think you've got COVID. And it's not just go home and quarantine. That can't be it. There's got to be more. And that's why there is more, but I don't think there's more generally known. And I ask myself, what would I do if I felt bad? I don't really know. I've got my oximeter. I've got my circle ring, which I wear often during the day just to check on my oxygen level. It's not a diagnostic tool. It's a descriptive tool. And dropping oxygen levels is the number one indicator of COVID that I think is out there. Again, it's not diagnostic. It can't tell you if you have it. It just says it's like a warning flag or a cone in the road. And COVID gives you a lot of other data. The circle ring gives you a lot of other data. Make sure you use my name if you order it. That's not a cheap piece of equipment. That's an expensive piece of technology, but I think it's necessary, especially when you're sleeping. Let you know what you did during the night. But the key thing is to get to medical care when you are sick. And then, but where do you go? If you don't have a GP, if you don't, you know, if you're away, my GP is my internist is in California and I'm in the Beltway. And so I figured it out. I found a backup plan, but I don't know that a lot of people have access to doctors. They don't, especially the poor, especially the shut in. And doctors go to them and hopefully they have staff, nurses and things like that at the facilities. What is their protocol? What should they be giving them? I don't know that anyone articulates this, and I would like to hear Dr. Birx or Dr. Fauci ask this repeatedly. What's the best practice right now? And not to get mush, not that they have been asked the question, so I don't think they've given mush, but we got these great recovery rates. What are they doing? We also, by the way, have great PPE stats. Cut number 19, the president yesterday.
FEMA and HHS has worked with the private sector to deliver more than, we have new numbers, more than 200 million N95 masks, 855 million surgical masks, 36 million goggles and face shields, 364 million gowns and coveralls.
You got it. We delivered the PPE. Now we need to deliver food. Food for the poor. It is my annual fund drive for them. But this year, starvation is the issue, not just need for nutrition. People are starving in Central and South America. People like Natasha in Haiti, who spoke through an interpreter.
She lives in Canaan, just outside of the capital, Port-au-Prince. She has three children that she has to struggle to feed every day.
The situation is very difficult for the majority of people here. Most people rely on help from friends or family. We have to buy food and other stuff, and we don't have jobs. Sometimes we have to ask a neighbor for help just to survive.
That is the reality in Central and South America. Food for the poor is stepping up to help them. This audience is stepping up to help me help them. $10, $100, $1,000. 370 feeds 100 kids for 6 months. $370. So if you can donate $185, you will take care of so many people. You can call 855-359-HOPE, 855-359-4673. Or please just click on the emergency food relief banner at HughHewitt.com. Please. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. I wish I had, you know, whenever you write a column, and I write one or two a week for the Post, you leave something out. You just leave something out. You always do. Now, my column is hack, pack, pack, tax, slash, grab. That's the Democratic agenda. I should have added defund, because defunding the police is clearly part of the Democratic agenda. Why? Susan Rice on the shortlist for vice president, though I cannot understand how. Susan Rice said this on CBS This Morning yesterday, cut number one.
Jerika, no, that's not terminology that I would use. But what I would say is this. We have a long history of inequality, of oppression that endures in this country. And we need the police to be part of the solution. In some instances, they are. In other communities, they're not. There's no one-size-fits-all approach. So I'm for reimagining the role of the police, getting them out of things like social work. I'm for responsible reallocation of resources where that makes sense to invest more in our communities and the health of our citizens. But it doesn't fit a one-size-fits-all approach. You can't just take money away uniformly and put it somewhere else or take it away altogether. I think we need to look at this community by community and be quite thoughtful about it.
She said nothing except she wants to reallocate resources, which means, by the way, defunding the police. The Democrats have committed themselves to defunding police departments. Don't be fooled. That's what they believe. I also have to say that Kayleigh McEnany, the White House press secretary, made a point of something I was talking about on yesterday's program and in the column yesterday. Again, the column's over at the Washington Post, front right-hand corner. I want you to send it around to everyone. I want your friends to know who don't like Donald Trump that this is a choice, a binary choice. Trump has gotten a lot done, whether they like his personality or detest it. You got to look at what the other side wants to do. I have laid out what they want to do. And one of the things they want to do is mail-in ballots and massive amnesty and immediate voting for everyone with the amnesty. But they are committed to mailing millions of ballots. I mean, 300 million ballots around this country, I guess 290 million. Well, however many are over 18. That's what they'd like to do. And then maybe they like to double just to make sure you got them. As I said, we got two ballots sent to my old California home 4 years after we left California. Two ballots. It's a crazy system. No wonder people are worried about it. But Kayleigh McEnany at the White House presser yesterday said this, cut number four.
Before I begin, it is day 42 of the botched New York City primary, where still there is no election results in one congressional race. This, as the New York Times notes, is due to, quote, the deluge of 400,000 mail-in ballots, previewing the, quote, challenges facing the nation as it looks towards conducting the November general election with mass mail-in voting.
We're going to have... I used to go on vacation after a presidential in 2000 and 2004 and 2008 and 2012 and 2016. I went on vacation a week after. I used to go immediately after until 2000. But then the Florida 2000. So whenever there isn't one, we haven't had one of those since 2000. We're going to have it everywhere. We're not going to know who won Pennsylvania for a week and a half. We're not going to know who won Pennsylvania if they go to mail-in ballots. It's been the rule in California for years. You don't know who won on election night. There's no purpose in having election night. There really is no purpose. I did election night in 2016, the most memorable election night ever, with Chuck Todd and Lester Holt and Savannah Guthrie and James Carville. I doubt I'll be invited back. I think they look at me as a the reverse of a rabbit's foot, right? The unlucky charm. Boy, did I have a quiet corner to sit in that night while everyone else was tearing their hair out. Not Chuck. Chuck just studies the numbers, and Lester is the professional's professional, and Savannah. But Tom Brokaw and I would occasionally chat. But Carville had smoke coming out of his ears. He's a friend of mine. I like Carville. But he just turned ghost white. But it was the next level down in MSNBC where people were wailing and moaning and gnashing of teeth. I'll tell you, I don't think I'm going to be invited back this year because I was there for the collapse of the Democratic Party. I will tell you right now, they don't like people talking. There's a new MSNBC producer piece out. She quit about how they just don't invite people. I'm the last missionary. I feel like the last missionary got booted out of communist China. I'm the last missionary of truth. I tell people what the president did. I tell people what the Democrats want to do in the Washington Post, and the world, you know, the A-team, AA ball, sends people out to try and repute it, but too late. It's gone around the world. Truth travels real fast in my hands. And I want you, please, to head over to the Washington Post, and even if you are not, if it's behind the paywall, you can click it and send it to people, just so they see the headline, all right? The headline is what matters. Not the 2,300 comments, but hack, pack, 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 slash, grab. The Democratic agenda of 2020. That's what matters. Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, later in the show, three senators, Tom Tillis, David Perdue, Kevin Cramer. They're all showing up on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Stay tuned. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.